I'm Karen Haynes, one of the directors at Shout Communications.
So Karen, we've heard from Catherine, who's your business partner here, but how excited are you about the Shout's Big Talk?
I'm really excited about Shout's Big Talk because we've got this fantastic wide range of high profile and senior speakers from mainly large but also some small broadcasters. So we've got Sky News, Al Jazeera English, Radio 1 Newsbeat, Telegraph TV, we've got Real Radio, and we've even got some smaller stations too, including Andover Sound, the Sony Award winners.
Is looking to be a good lineup, but who are you personally looking forward to hearing from?
Well, I think personally, I'm really looking forward to hearing from Al Jazeera English because I think it's fascinating how much attention they've got recently since all the events in the Middle East have kicked off. I read a comment about how they were having a CNN moment, and CNN was virtually unheard of until the first Gulf War, and their coverage of the Gulf War really shot them to the attention of lots of people, and you know, now they've become quite a dominant broadcaster. I think really the same is happening to Al Jazeera. They've got reporters out there, they've got producers, they're doing fantastic coverage there, and I think it's going to be great to hear from one of their senior producers.
What will other PRs who may not be familiar with broadcast get from the Shout's Big Talk?
Well, I think PRs that are lucky enough to get a ticket, because they are limited to 100 for Shout's Big Talk, are going to get a fantastic insight into the workings of some of the major broadcasters we've got in the UK. We've got a wide range of topics being discussed to give lots of variety, but certainly there'll be tips about securing coverage, how to make the most of some broadcast opportunities. It'll be a great networking event as well, where you know, there's up to 100 people going to be there, as well as the broadcasters, and it's going to be a fun evening.
Just to finish up, you talked about the topics there. Can you elaborate on them and maybe talk about, there's a debate thrown in there as well, isn't there?
There's going to be a wide range of topics, really reflecting the wide range of speakers that we've got. Celebrity culture, something that's affecting all sides of broadcasting, is certainly going to be touched upon. Al Jazeera is going to be talking about how Middle East meets West. I think perhaps they're a broadcaster that some PRs have neglected, but they'll be talking about what good opportunities and why we should be targeting them. Cross-border platforms will be a topic that's going to be raised as well. I'm really talking about convergence. So when you've got radio, television, and you've got online too, as is ably demonstrated by Sky, and they'll be one of our key speakers. What I think is going to be one of the highlights of the evening is going to be our radio debate, which has got four speakers who will be debating the future of radio. Now, radio is very much a changing landscape today. We've seen small stations merge into much bigger groups. We've still got the Today programme on Radio 4. That, I would argue, still sets the agenda for the day. And we've got community radio. You know, that used to be dismissed, but actually I think community radio is now evolving more into it, to what we used to call local radio. So I think that could be quite a lively and certainly a very interesting debate.